Liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, we cordially greet you from the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth, the Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit. In this program series, Under the Seal of the Eternal Kingdom, we are privileged to present to you several of the divine revelations which have been given to us human beings over the past 45 years through the prophetess and emissary of the Eternal Kingdom, Gabriele. It is the eternal word of the Free Spirit, the speaking God, who at all times has spoken through His divine messengers, through prophets and prophetesses, in order to again and again bring home to the people His sons and daughters in the earthly garment, the law of life, the love for God and neighbor toward people, nature, and animals. Today we will read excerpts from a revelation by Christ, the Son of God and co-regent of the Eternal Kingdom, given on April 9, 1982, entitled The Deep Significance of the Sacrifice on Golgotha. Jesus the Christ never founded a religion. In this revelation from the year 1982, he uses words like Christianity, according to the usage of the time, in order to explicitly address those people who call themselves Christian. The Christ of God revealed, "Peace be with you. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The one who looks to me and fulfills the laws of the heavens grasps the deep meaning of my holy words. God, your eternal Father, loves you. His longing is like His love to press all of you to His Father heart. Thus, in this hour, I want to send my holy power of light by way of the attributes of love and mercy, so that you may grasp the greatness of the Almighty, whose Spirit pulsates in each one of you. You are all sons and daughters of the Infinite One. Your souls are immortal because the Immortal One, the Eternal One, created them. The Eternal Power is the all-encompassing and all-pervading love. Happy the heart that feels God's love in itself. It will only long for the Father's love. Such a heart knows that only love alone, the Father's love, can quench the thirst for God's love. All true prophets and prophetesses, all true seers felt this thirst for the Eternal's love. The Eternal penetrated their consciousness, and they could not do otherwise than to go forth and give the word of the Eternal, the word of life in the I Am. I am the I Am from eternity to eternity. Thus also speaks the Christ of God, who is one with the Eternal, with the Father.
Christ revealed further, the life is the life in God. The one who lives in truthfulness feels the true life. As long as in your hearts you carry fear of death, of everything that you encounter, you will not live. Instead, your life is a vegetating, a wasting away, because the person does not obey the laws of life. Thus, Christianity is vegetating away. It believes to be living in the knowledge that I, the Christ of God, will lift up only those people who accept me, the Christ. Oh, you children of God, how little do you know about the all-encompassing and all-pervading love of your eternal Father. Year after year, you remember my suffering and death. You remember my ascension. But very few of you think of your suffering and dying in the question, why must I suffer? Since after all, Christ suffered for me and supposedly took all sins upon himself. Oh, realize in this hour the deep significance of the sacrifice on Golgotha. The eternal life, the eternal Father sent his Son so that humankind recognize the laws of the heavens and also fulfill them. Recognize the path of becoming, my life as Jesus of Nazareth. You remember my suffering. You recognize my path in a general way. It was a plain and simple path which I walked as Jesus of Nazareth. I loved the people just as the Father loves them. I gave the people my whole heart. I taught the laws of infinity and actualized them. I served humankind. I healed and raised the dead according to the meaning of the holy law of God. Multitudes of people heard my heavenly instructions, but the masses shook their heads. They did not grasp the deep wisdoms of life. The scribes and Pharisees, today called theologians, stirred up the people. It shouted, "We want a king of this world, a king for the external life, for the physical body, but no king for the soul." Thus it came about that I took upon myself the cross of this world and carried it up the hill of Golgotha.
Christ, the Son of God and co-regent of the Kingdom of God, continued, "I do not want to give you a detailed account of this path of becoming. My concern is that you recognize the essential, namely, the deep significance of this sacrifice. On the cross, I spoke the 'It is finished.' Christianity merely knows the words. Theologians and biblical scholars revolve around these words, making their rhymes and verses. But what does 'it is finished' mean? Oh, let me expand on this somewhat, so that you recognize the deep significance in its entirety, so that you understand and experience in your inner being what it is about for the eternal, the Father in me, his Son. I am the co-regent of the heavens. This eternal truth is fundamental in order to recognize what the 'it is finished' has brought about in the souls and human beings. My heavenly heritage is a part of the primordial power. The primordial power is the eternal energetic field that irradiates and maintains everything. A part of this primordial power is my heavenly heritage. I call this heritage the part power in the primordial power. When humankind fell ever deeper, when the deformation of souls became apparent, I descended, was born into the flesh, and was called Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth, the life in God, the Almighty, is the Christ of God. When I spoke the "It is finished" on the cross, the part power flowed from the primordial power into the souls of the people and also into the discarnate beings. My heritage, this energetic power divided into sparks. Thus, each soul, each of you, bears a spark. You call it the Redeemer spark, the power of your souls, the support for the elements of your inner fine material bodies. I brought this heavenly heritage, my heritage, to humankind and to all souls. This life force supports your inner eternal being. This power envelops the soul and protects it from deformation. The soul cannot dissolve. Neither is it given for it to incarnate into animals, plants, or stones. This is a false teaching that came from the earlier satanic hierarchies. There is also no regression or dissolution of the soul into the eternally flowing ether. The "It is finished" brought about the support for the soul.
The Christ of God continued speaking, "O recognize the deep meaning of life. Every one of you knows that when energy increases, there is an increased interaction. Increased energy also leads to increased light. This inner light, the Christ power, or the Redeemer spark, is my heritage. The words, 'It is finished,' are meaningless if you do not recognize the depth of the event that became effective in these words. Thus, may humankind ask itself, would it have been necessary for Christ to release this part power from the primordial power and transmit it in sparks to the souls? My beloved children, it was necessary, because the chosen people did not accept the co-regent of the heavens. They rejected my teachings because they believed that the Messiah had to be born in the temple, that he had to be clad in splendid garments. Oh, recognize, the true wealth is the inner power, the light of the soul. It is the true life of human beings, the fullness of those who love God more than anything in this world. If the people had accepted me, if the masses had turned and obeyed the laws of life, I would have been among them for a longer time. I would have taught them what was in my breast, which I could not explain because only individuals understood me. Yet the masses wanted a king of this world. If the people had accepted and actualized the heavenly law of love and neighborly love, my path would not have gone via Golgotha, but I would have lived and worked among them and instructed them in the deep truths of life. I, the co-regent of the heavens, would have laid down my body in the light and would have returned to the Father, not by way of Golgotha, but in the heart of the people, among the enlightened and wise ones.
Although the Eternal All-Knowing One knew about the sacrifice on the cross, He again extended His hand to the people, to this beloved people of which so many souls had descended from heaven to actualize and teach the inner life, the laws. But the people did not apprehend me. Blind, unknowing, focused only on materialism, the scribes and Pharisees lived and believed how right they were. Verily, verily, I say to you, God, your eternal Father, wanted a people who would join hands in love and brotherhood and take this planet Earth along into evolution. And so it happened that I could convey my teaching to only a few. When I then slowly detached myself from my own in order to induce the "It is finished," I spoke in the following sense: the entire truth is revealed in my breast. The Eternal One will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and He will instruct you in all truth. Now it has not yet happened. Now it is not yet fulfilled. Now you could not understand it either. I went from my own, and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, began to be active. Early Christianity opened up. The prophetic spirit spoke. Oh, realize that I do not want to give you a detailed account here of what happened. The chosen people did not accept the Comforter, the Holy Spirit either.
Christ, the Son of God, continued, "My dear children, what happened? Look back. Let the almost 2,000 years pass by your eyes. A Christianity came into being that in truth is no unity. Instead, there are denominations, sects, and communities. Each one believes he has the absolute truth. One community fights the other, directly or indirectly. Oh, recognize, this is how the prophetic spirit worked again and again. He revealed his heart at all times, but the people had no heart for God, the Eternal Father. The significance of the sacrifice on Golgotha was and is in the words, "It is finished." Humankind believes that being a Christian according to the letter would be the fulfillment of life and the return home to the paradisiac being. Oh, look out to where the masses are moving, on the streets, at the holiday resorts, in the churches. They celebrate externally, but they do not understand in their inner being. They celebrate and remember and do not know what it is all about. Christianity believes that if it has accepted me in word, then ascension is certain for them. This is how it is taught and preached. If you are a Christian, then the Eternal in Christ takes all your sins upon Himself. Then it is taught, all those who are not Christians, who are still of other faiths, will not be accepted by Him who is the life. Death and ruin perhaps to those who do not accept me and do not recognize me. At the beginning of my revelation, I said, God, your eternal Father, is the all-pervading love. God, the eternal life, is the eternally prevailing mercy. O you human beings, O you souls, grasp the deep meaning of these words. God did not send me to redeem just a part, but God, your Father, wants to press each purified being to his Father heart. Whether it calls itself today Christian, Jew, Muslim, or whatever, God is the love, and my Redeemer's spark is active in each soul, a particle from my heavenly heritage. Thus, I have accepted each soul. However, not every soul will be received. This means that the one who does not repent of his sins and continues to commit them cannot enter the kingdom of life. The remorse over your sins can take place only when you recognize yourselves. That is why self-recognition is necessary. Who is it that strives daily to recognize himself, to fight his base inclinations and drives? How easy the Christian people make it for themselves by saying, Christ has taken up every sin. Verily, verily, I say to you, if you do not recognize yourselves and repent of everything from your heart, you cannot obtain the absolution of your guilt. You would continue to sin. That is why self-recognition and repentance are needed. For self-recognition to take place, there is the law of cause and effect. What a person sows, he will reap. But if you are aglow with love for God, your Father, you will ennoble yourself, and I, the Christ, can take much, yes, everything from you. This is the path of your life in me, the Christ of God.
The Christ of God continued speaking. The might of love is an infinite power. Happy the one who senses this salvation in himself. He lives in the truth. Who is a true Christian? O you theologians and biblical scholars, who is a true Christian? The one who has accepted me in word, or the one who actualizes the Sermon on the Mount, who walks the inner path by fulfilling the laws that are so wonderfully presented in the Sermon on the Mount? The Sermon on the Mount was my path. The Sermon on the Mount is the path of all human beings and souls. Only by way of refinement and by way of the devotion to the holy, sublime law of God will the person become humble and meek with all his heart. Such a person fulfills the laws of the heavens. He is also a true Christian. My beloved children, so I ask the question, who taught you the path to within? Aside from me, who lived the Sermon on the Mount as an example for you, are your theologians the least among you? Do they fulfill the heavenly laws of love? If yes, then they walk on the path of mercy, on the path of love of Samaritanism. O see, who of you is the true Christian? In Christianity, everyone says, I am a Christian. Christian is the one who actualizes the Sermon on the Mount. He has consciously accepted me. You sons and daughters of the heavens, oh, recognize your path. How much longer do you want to languish under the yoke of dogma, under the fears of so-called eternal damnation? Oh, recognize, there is no place where souls live eternally damned. Heaven and hell is a state of consciousness. Know, O human being, it is in you, in your soul. If you live according to the laws of heaven, the soul will open up in you, and the pure heavenly power of love will be in effect. However, if you live in the illusions of this world, if you cling to money and goods, if you feel well in the riches of this world, if you act against the laws of life by causing suffering to the animals, by defiling them, by wantonly destroying the plant kingdom, oh, recognize, in this way, you close the gates to the eternal kingdom in you, and the images of your sins arise in you. Then you also experience hell in yourself. However, the eternal, the life, the love, knows neither time nor space. In every darkened soul, even in the demon, slumbers the good core of being, which opens up and becomes tangible as the divine power once the human child, the soul, the demon, turns to the inner life. This core of being of the soul is incorruptible. Everyone will one day feel this incorruptible power and turn to the life, to God, the love. Oh, realize that no soul will be destroyed. Every being is loved. Even when today the East comes into action more than ever, know that the blame lies with those who rejected me as Jesus and accept me as the Spirit of Christ only in the word, not in the deed. To those who accepted me, I gave the task to carry the fullness of life of the Holy Spirit, the love, which I lived as Jesus of Nazareth, into all countries. O you theologians and biblical scholars, O you church Christians, where is the teaching of the Christ? The heavenly wealth is fulfilled in only few hearts, because only a few subordinate themselves to the life path of the Nazarene and are willing to walk in my footsteps.
We continue to listen to what Christ, the Son of God, revealed in the prophetic word through Gabriele. He spoke, God is the love, the unspeakable love. Verily, I say to you, the one who does not grasp the deep meaning of the word love is truly still spiritually dead. In me, the Christ, God wanted one flock, one community, one people, which, through the power of the Christ, through the profound sacrifice on Golgotha, develops upward to the one who is the heart of the entirety. Did Christianity set out filled with a heart full of love, wisdom, and strength to bring the gospel of love to its neighbor by living it as an example? Indeed, by practicing it? Oh, recognize where you stand. Oh, you human beings, grasp me in you. How can you say that all those who have not accepted me are rejected? I gave you increased strength to bring to all of them the love that I had lived as an example in Jesus of Nazareth. Follow me means step into my footsteps, and you will make all nations into one people, into the people of the Christ of God, your Father and mine. Verily, verily, I say to you, if you think about it, who would endure the so-called punishment? If punishment were contained in the divine, in the God of love, who would be rejected if this word, this meaning, were to exist in the God of love? Christianity, which did not fulfill the wish and the will of Christ, or those who bear within my Redeemer spark, but cannot accept me because the power of Christ is too weak in those who strive solely for the external world, who have established an external power and merely put on the guise of Christian, but in their innermost being are ravening wolves. So you will ask, why the words of the Spirit of Christ through the mouth of a human being? Why is he only enlightening us after 2,000 years? O you human beings who are children of God, before you reject my word again, read in your history books. At all times, the Almighty Power has sent messengers of the light, prophets, in simple garments, without pomp, without embellishment, yet filled with the heart of God. Who persecuted these faithful ones? Ask yourselves, who did not let God, the Almighty, speak? Indeed, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the eternally prevailing I Am, wanted to instruct you in all the truth, wanted to teach you the inner path which I led as Jesus of Nazareth and which I presented in the Sermon on the Mount. The dynamic word of the Spirit was persecuted at all times. The rulers of this world tried to silence God. My children, if God, your Father, were not the all-pervading love in me, the Christ, then God would have been silent. But God, your Father, in me, the Christ, is not silent. The heart of your God is filled with longing and love for each one of you.
The Christ of God continued. So you will ask, where is the Father's heart when I am sick, when I am suffering? O you people, what did I say as Jesus of Nazareth? Your seed will be your harvest. If the rulers who seized Christianity for themselves had adopted the teachings of early Christianity, where the speaking spirit spoke of the incarnation of the soul, then today you would know about the wheel of reincarnation. Because where your treasure is, there is your heart, and there your soul will be as well. O you people, ask yourselves where your treasure is. Is it God, your Father? Is it God, the Lord? The masses know their treasure in this world. They indulge in lusts, in sensuality. There is where their heart is. Where will the soul, impregnated with materialism, be one day? In your Father's kingdom? Or in the spheres of purification? Or on the way to a further incarnation? Because the treasure of the soul is matter, and the soul knows only the land of matter. Verily, verily, I say to you, many souls passed away and pass away in me the Christ. They come into the realms of the beyond. The land there is foreign to them because they lack the explanation about life, about the homeland, about the power of the Almighty. O you sons and daughters of God, why is it that there are so many people? What is the reason, you theologians and biblical scholars? Why is it that one is against the other? Children against parents, parents against children. What is the reason? Is it because of the true announcement and actualization of the holy laws? Anyone who realizes the deep meaning of the simple words, what the person sows, he will reap, will automatically conclude, what I am bearing, is it not soul guilt? Where does this soul guilt come from? If I walk this planet Earth only once? O human beings, reflect and grasp the meaning of my heavenly instructions so that you recognize the life and power of the Christ. Accepted is every soul through the infinite Father's love. Received will be only the one who has accepted me in truth. To accept means to fulfill the laws of life, that is, to live the Sermon on the Mount. Oh, recognize! All must sooner or later recognize the power of the Christ. This part power from the primordial power must be redeemed again in the absoluteness. If even today you bind yourselves to so-called earthly masters who reject my work as the Christ of God, who do not acknowledge the part power of the primordial power, they too are destined to walk through me, the Christ of God, through their Redeemer, their Savior. In them too is my heavenly heritage, this Redeemer spark. Only once it has become a flame through a corresponding life, in that the soul or the person acknowledges me as the co-regent of the heavens, can the heavenly being return to the absoluteness.
He, the co-regent of the heavens, revealed further, Oh, realize what a great task has been given to everyone, namely, to walk the path of the Nazarene, so that the inner power, the power of Christ, may be increased, and you may become true wise ones and enlightened ones who set the example of life, that of love. To each one is given the inner power and the inner strength. The one who walks the true path of purification has me at his side, and he will fight with me. My power, my strength is love and mercy, not the sword. But the one who wants to turn others into Christians with the sword will perish by the sword. Cause and effect knows neither time nor space. After hundreds or thousands of years, the effect can begin with things that the present humankind has long forgotten, because your soul, O human being, is the book of life. There, everything is wisely registered. I reveal myself so that Christianity may recognize where it stands. I reveal myself so that the willing, seeking person becomes a true Christian. I reveal myself so that all those who are willing, who have turned to me, may learn about the deep meaning of life, that they may know about the deep meaning of the sacrifice on Golgotha. I reveal myself so that Christianity may know what it has failed to do. I reveal myself so that still many more may yet recognize that true Christian path and walk it in humility and modesty. I reveal myself and again extend my hand to the theologians so that they too may recognize the path of the Nazarene, so that they give up their opinions, their dogmas, their rites, and in the simple garment of the people, walk the path of actualization with the people. I am not against the theologians. I am not against your clergy. At all times, I have extended to them the kind hand of life. It was and is the power of the Eternal Father. I again extend my hand to your theologians and your clergy through you. Go out and bear witness to the words that you have heard in this hour. A Christian is a true Christian only when he fulfills the laws, that is, when he actualizes the Sermon on the Mount. Go out, ask your churchmen whether they walk the simple path of the Nazarene. If yes, then ask, where are their fruits?
The Christ of God challenges us with emphatic words. O you people, do not cling to the letter, but grasp the longing of your heavenly Father in my words, who wants to lead you through me into the paradise of peace. However, the one who does not attain peace in himself cannot enter into paradisiac peace. O you churchmen, what have you done to my people? It is bound to dogma and form, to opinions, to statutes, to ecclesiastical customs. Once again, I try to lead you out, not into another institution, but into your inner being, where the holy consuming flame burns, the flame of the Christ of God. I want to show you the way via self-recognition and repentance, so that I, your Redeemer, can erase your sins, your transgressions. For this I went out. That is why I carried and carry the cross. Oh, if you could feel the longing of your Father, still in this hour, you would turn back and render homage to the inner life, the life of love and mercy. Oh, you children of God, you sons of the heavens, it is time to open up the inner heaven and to feel in your hearts the instructions of your Father. For the heart of your God is aglow with love for every single one. O you scribes and Pharisees of today, when will you finally accept and actualize the message of salvation so that there will be light in the hearts of my own? O you faithful ones who recognize me, work without ceasing to carry the word of salvation out, not in fanaticism, but filled with a love for God. Every fanaticism is sin. Therefore, strive to accept God's love and God's wisdom. Toughen your inner being through the power of Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to attain the absolute truth, if you want to look into the depths of the depths, then walk the path which I lived as an example for you as Jesus of Nazareth.
The Christ of God revealed further, O recognize, in all my revelation, you did not hear, go into this congregation, follow that person. Do not go into any external community. Do not follow any person, but follow me in the inner community of all people and souls who have recognized the eternal, the power of Christ, which is effective in the soul. Oh, ask yourselves, why does the Christ power come into action more and more? Ask yourselves, you human beings, because the Spirit of Christ has taken over the guidance to the eternal Father, to the divine consciousness. It is the spark in you, which I, the Master of all Masters, your Redeemer, want to bring to blossom. It is my heritage, which will bring the soul back into the primordial power, because it is immortal. I do not want to bring you a new teaching. My endeavor is to introduce you to the profound truths, to show you the way to the paradisiac life, which, however, takes place by way of the human being, the human ego. Each one must recognize himself one day, whether here or in the spheres of purification. There, everything is revealed. There, what you have forgotten and that still lies in the soul will rise in images. And you will stand in the midst of your deeds, in the midst of what was forgotten but not atoned for. The word homebringing is nothing other than the path of return to your inner being. So recognize the deep meaning in the word. I want to lead you into the inner realms so that you may recognize the true life in God, your Father, so that you may become aware that you are sons and daughters of God. I want to teach you the levels and show you in your innermost being the levels that every soul has to take. They are the seven basic levels of heaven, the seven basic rays of the heavenly law. These are to be fulfilled in order to be able to rest in God, in the bosom of the Father. Thus, the path goes by way of these seven powers, which are to be opened up in order to regain perfection.
Christ speaks further to us in the prophetic word through Gabriele. Oh, you children of God, the Father wants to give you love through me. He wants to give mercy through the Son to wounded hearts. Blessings upon blessings are bestowed upon those who truly walk the path of Christ. Oh, you human beings, hear the voice of the one calling in this desert world. I will go before you. I am the power of your souls. I want to save you from falling into the abyss. I, the Christ, in you. I do not lead you to any denomination. I do not lead you into any external community. I lead you into your inner being, to the inner sanctum, to the power that is love. I want to deliver you. My desire is to create a dynamic, original Christianity in which not the spirit of the times is active, but the spirit of God. I want to admonish you to open your eyes so that you realize where you stand, on which path you are walking. I want to give you the Father's love, which is fulfilled only in the hearts of those who keep their heart open for God. I want to bestow relief and healing to your soul as well as to your body. I want to embrace you and hold you in my arms. I want to open your spiritual eyes so that you may recognize there is no death, only life. The physical death is a passing through to the next higher, purer worlds. If the soul acknowledged the purity of the heavens and actualized the pure laws. I want to comfort you, to build up and toughen your disposition so that the inner joy and bliss awaken, that of the true child. God, your Father, opens the spiritual eyes of those who walk the path to within, who lift their soul by ennobling the senses, so that the inner nobility may permeate the person, the nobility of the soul. I want to give you the inner bread, the bread of salvation. Oh, open yourselves and recognize your Father's thirst for love, just as I cried out on the cross, "I am thirsty." So does your Father call through me the Christ. I thirst for each and every one of you. I thirst. Thus, the Spirit calls through Christ. For the child's love, I thirst. I thirst. I thirst. Who wants to quench the thirst? Calls the love through the Christ. Oh, recognize the free God in me, your Redeemer. No binding, only actualization of the laws in the inner community where the heart is consecrated to the eternal. I thirst. This thirst for love is the thirst of the Father who through me, the Christ, heals the soul, who nourishes and refreshes the person.
To conclude his revelation, the Christ of God calls to us. If you thirst for God's love and wisdom, then come. Come all to me who labor and are heavy laden. Throw your burden onto the cross and sin no more. Then, after my holy word, you will feel the inner strength, just as, by way of his own, the dynamic spirit in early Christianity filled those seeking healing with strength and life. So will I fill all who thirst for God, their Father, in me, the Christ. I want to touch you and bless you. I want to dedicate my whole heart to you. Therefore, the revelations and other deep truths, so that the willing and the seeking person may recognize the life and thirst for God. I want to give you my healing and life force, just as once in early Christianity. Is it not written, it is given to you according to your faith? Is it not written,
go and sin henceforth no more. If humankind had become strong in faith and in love, this earth would be a paradise. On it, peace and unity would prevail. The nations would be one people, the souls would be whole, and the people without suffering and sickness. It is given to you according to your faith. My beloved ones, remain without prejudice, for who can fathom and grasp the depths of the entirety from 1 hour to the next? Yet all is given to you through me, your Redeemer. O you beloved ones of the Father, I want to bless you and bestow you with the power of Christ, which reveals itself here in the Word. I want to touch you and grant you my powers so that you thirst. I thirst for your love. I long for your true works. Therefore, go out and recognize that the power of Christ is with you. My blessing fullness accompanies you. The heart of your Father pulsates in your soul. O hear his call through the Christ. Come all. O come all to me. You who labor and are heavy laden, I want to give you rest. The call, my beloved children, resounds from the inner spheres of your eternal being. Go within. The call of Christ resounds. Let yourselves be comforted and guided. Recognize your present life. Turn away from every base thought, from every ignoble opinion, from every weakness of character. Recognize the one who lets go of ignoble opinions awakens in the knowledge of God. Even though the word of Christ fades away, know the part power from the primordial power, my heritage, the Redeemer spark, is in you. Let it become a flame, and you will behold in yourselves the eternal truths. From order to mercy, my word of light is receding. My love remains in you. The thirst is unquenched. I bless you with the omnipotence of the Almighty. O become a blessing for many. Peace to all who are truly born in me. Dear fellow people, after these words of revelation, which were given in 1982 by the Christ of God through the prophetess and emissary of the eternal kingdom, Gabriele, we do not want to say much more. We wish all of you well and take our leave of you with a heartfelt greetings in God.